Good afternoon. This is the day the Lord hath made. As we're doing this service, it's 5 o'clock p.m. on June 16th, 2022. And we pray that you've had a good day in the Lord. We pray that you've been abiding in Jesus and letting him show you what he'd have you do each minute of the day, and that you would enjoy his presence, be full of thanksgiving for what he has done in spite of the suffering and the pain you might be going through.
Come on now.
Buck and I have our issues with arthritis and pain, but you know what? We're going to look beyond that. We're going to look to Jesus. We're going to persevere by his power, by his spirit, and you can too. We're going to make it, aren't we? Let's go to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Oh, how he loves us. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you,
Lord,
for your love for us.
Yes,
thank
Father.
You for your plan of salvation through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth and paying the price for our sin that we might have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus, that by your Spirit you opened our eyes to the truth that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and you're the answer. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us, for giving us eternal life. Thank you that we're on our way home, and that by the power of your Spirit in us, you're keeping us. You're helping us to follow the straight, narrow path to please our Heavenly Father. Father, we do want to please you. We want to thank you for the many blessings you pour out upon us each day. Your Spirit that keeps us full of love and joy and peace and kindness, all the fruit of your Spirit. Father, might we be a light wherever we go, to show people there is a better life waiting for us.
Amen.
Thank you,
yes,
Father, for the hope of eternal life. No more time, no more pain, no more suffering. We praise you, Father. We thank you. And Father, we thank you for calling us into ministry. Each and every one of us who are your children, who believe, who are born again, you've called us into ministry to be your hands, your feet, your mouth to a dying and suffering world. Father, Father, we pray for the lost throughout the world. And Father, I lift up my cousin, my second cousin, Jessica, who's going into Africa to spread the gospel. And I pray for all the missionaries throughout the world that you have called and sent. Might they be strong. Might they persevere in you, Lord. Might they tell the world that Jesus is the answer to the problems of this world, and that Jesus, you're coming again. You're coming again for a pure and spotless bride. Father, show us anything in our lives that is wrong,
yes,
that is separating us from you. Show us anything where we're going after other gods of this world, the lust of the flesh, or the things of the world, greed, money, power. Father, free us from these things, and give us a heart, a pure heart of love for you, Father, and for the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we be filled with your Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, I pray this. Amen. Let's take it one day at a time. His strength will be there for us. I know it. I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Lord, help me believe in what I could be and all that I am, all that you've intended me to be. Show me the stairway that I have to climb, but not alone. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Lord, help me today to do everything that I have to do, everything you've ordained. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. I know he will. Lord, do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. There's cheating and stealing, lying. There's violence and crime. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
Oh, yeah.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Lord, help me today to do everything that I have to do, that you've ordained. Sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day. For our years. I praise him and thank him. Pastor Buck.
Amen.
Come give us a word today.
One day at a time. My goodness. What a beautiful song. You know, sometimes we try to take too many days ahead.
Yes, we do.
And the Lord said, take no thought for tomorrow. Now, that don't mean that we don't have common sense, but it means if we're going to sit around and worry about what might happen tomorrow or next week or next month, worrying about what the government's doing or not doing, worrying about what the church is doing or not, worrying about our family, that what they're doing or not doing, then the Lord says that sin. And oh, I'm guilty of a lot of things, but I don't want to be guilty of not trusting the Lord one day at a time.
Amen. I don't either.
Just want to thank the Lord today for some beautiful people that's in Pastor Nikki's in my life.
Amen.
Want to thank the Lord for Merlene Cantrell, Loretta Webb.
Yes.
Roy Blackburn, we pray for him. We have heard that he's in the hospital and he really needs a touch from God.
Lord, touch him.
Want to thank the Lord for Joe Murdoch. Thank the Lord for Carol Blankenship. Thank the Lord for each and every one that believe that God has called Pastor Nikki and I to bring the good news.
Amen.
I believe this is maybe our third year, and we've tried to be faithful, and that's what God is looking for. He's looking for his people to be faithful.
Yes, he is.
And it's not how much we can do. It's not how fast we can run. I like that saying, if you want to run fast, run by yourself. If you want to run far, then
run with others.
Do what?
Run with others.
Run with others. And I want to thank God for the body of Christ.
Yes, that we're running with.
We're running with. Amen.
Amen.
Today I want to bring you a short message. And I pray it'll be a message of comfort to you and me. Now, if you're a child of God, you know that the fight is on. The devil is walking about seeking whom he may devour. But we don't have to run fear with fear. We don't have to be afraid of what the devil is going to throw at us, because Jesus has given us Holy Ghost power. Let me say that again. Holy Ghost power. And we have the good cheer of being an overcomer, because Jesus told us, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So today, I want to read to you in the book of St. John. I want to read to you from the 14th chapter and the 27th verse. Jesus is talking to his disciples because the Lord knew that trying times were ahead for the followers of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And he wanted to comfort them, and he wanted them to know, and he wants you and me to know, that no matter what we face, that everything's going to be all right if we're trusting in our Lord, our
Amen.
Savior.
Amen.
Our big brother, if you please.
Amen.
And our Father in heaven. Jesus is sitting at his right hand, and Jesus is taking care of business on your behalf and mine.
Yes, he is.
So Jesus was speaking to his followers, and he had told them back in a few verses how that he was fixing to leave them. They couldn't comprehend that. They had seen him do miracles. They seen him raise Lazarus from the dead. And they couldn't believe what they were hearing. And it went in one ear and out the other. But Jesus brought them the promise of comfort.
That's right.
St. John chapter 14, 27th verse, Jesus spoke to them. And you know what? Jesus is speaking to us.
Amen.
With these same words, these very same words 2,000 years ago, Jesus is speaking these words to you and me now. Peace I leave with you.
Amen.
Jesus didn't take his peace to heaven. He said, peace I leave with you.
Yes.
My peace. We're talking about the peace that Jesus, our Messiah, gives. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives you, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen.
I tell you, the Lord really spoke a big mouthful there. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm amazed at the people that claim that they're a born-again believer that are living each day in fear,
yes,
of what might happen on down the road. I can tell you, for the believer that put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that on down the road, Jesus will be there taking care of business like he's taking care of business today.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Lord. What a wonderful Jesus we have taking care of business.
Amen.
And we don't have to be afraid. Sometimes I wonder if some people just don't choose to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. We have a wonderful future. And we have a wonderful day today that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
The Lord don't want us to walk in fear.
No.
The Lord wants us to walk in confidence in our God.
Amen.
Oh, our God.
Yes.
Jesus said, "All power has been given unto me."
Amen.
So I want to tell you, the only power that Satan has is what we give him.
Yes.
And I tell you what, if you let the devil get his foot in the door in your life, before you know it, he's going to be all the way in. And oh, it's so hard to get him out. So hard to get him out. We've got to keep him from ruling and influencing our minds to keep us from sinning against our God.
Amen.
You know, outside here, Pastor Nikki and I sat out on our deck today, and the wind was blowing. It's pretty warm up here in West Virginia today. But out on our deck and on the back side of our home here, there's just always, almost always, a good breeze coming. And it's almost like, Pastor Nikki, that when we sit out there, God is saying, "I know where you are, and I am with you, and if I am for you, who can be against you?"
Amen. I love that.
Jesus said in verse 28, "You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, you might believe." And you know, the Word of God is telling us, especially in the book of Revelation, you can go back to the Old Testament and the prophets, and you go back to the book of Daniel, and you can see where the end times has been prophesied and has given us a description of how the end times are going to be. And beloved, I say this to you today with all the love in my heart. You better get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready!
Yes.
Get ready, for the Lord is coming soon. I pray he don't catch you entangled with the things of this world.
Amen.
He said, "And now I've told you before it come to pass, that when it's come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world come and has nothing in me." I want to tell you, I want to be what Jesus said, that the devil has no part in my life.
Amen.
No, sir. The devil has no part in our life, Pastor Nikki.
No part.
And the Bible says, "Come ye out and be ye separate from the world."
Amen.
And some people will say, well, they just think they're just goody two shoes. They think they're better than everybody else. No, we are following the commands that we are not to get entangled with the sins of this world. And we are seeing it today, that we are allowing sin to come into our life. We're allowing sin to come into our family. We are allowing sin to come into the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And God says, I ain't going to put up with it.
That's right.
God is not going to put up with it. And Jesus said, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do it. Jesus said, arise and let us go hence. Jesus was walking to his death.
Yes.
Jesus was walking to his crucifixion. Mm-hmm. Jesus was walking to the torture that no man ever went through. The Bible says you couldn't even recognize him. He was beat up so bad.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what. I am not, I have made up my mind, I am not going to trample on the blood of Jesus Christ, but I am going to plead the blood in my life and my wife and my family and the people on this beautiful mountain at Indian Meadows. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ and I come against the sin
yes.
that is happening on our mountain.
Amen.
I come against it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
So today, I pray that you can find comfort in the words that Jesus said, that he left his peace with his believers.
Amen.
And he has given us the Comforter, Holy Ghost power, to overcome everything the devil throws at us.
Amen.
And let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise God. If you
Amen.
Don't know Jesus today, I give you the invitation.
Yes.
And if you are saved and you've drifted away, let me repeat the words to this old song. You're drifting too far from the shore. You're drifting too far from the shore. Come back.
Come back.
Come back.
Amen.
Jesus is calling. Come back.
Amen.
Let's get serious about our soul that will live eternally.
Yes. Stop sinning.
Hallelujah.
Stop sinning.
Stop sinning. Stop sinning. You know you're doing wrong. You know what this word says. You know what this word says about abominations. God ain't going to take it back.
No, it's not.
Let's get right with God.
He loves us.
He loves us.
Yes.
Sinner, come. Come and ask forgiveness for your sins and enjoy the peace that he leaves
That's
with
right.
his believers.
Life with Jesus.
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to close with this song today. I love you in Jesus' name.
I travel alone upon this lonesome way. My burdens were
heavy,
and dark was my day.
It was so dark.
I looked for a friend.
I looked for a friend,
not knowing that he.
I didn't know that he.
And all of the time,
been
looking for me.
Looking for me.
Now it is Jesus and me for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end.
Right to the end.
It's Jesus and me.
It's Jesus and me. The road may be long.
The road may be long.
To heaven's pearly gate.
Pearly gate.
I know that it's narrow.
Narrow. know.
I know that it's strange.
I know that it's strange.
But Jesus is there.
Yes, Jesus is there.
Through eternity.
Through eternity.
We'll travel along.
Just Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me. For each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow, I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end,
right to the end,
it's Jesus and me. Forever I'll sing,
forever I'll sing,
of His great love to me,
love to me.
Forever I'll tell it,
tell it,
on land and on sea,
on land and on sea.
I'll stay by His side,
oh yes, by His side,
contented I'll be,
contented I'll be.
All of my life, it's Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me. For each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow, I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end,
right to the end,
it's Jesus and me. Now it is Jesus and me, for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow, I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend.
Bow for now.
And so to the end, it's Jesus and me. Thank you for joining us. Hope to see you soon. Bye for now.